This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
When it comes to love, you know it makes life worth living. But a truth that's been vocal since day one is love unites. And at Xfinity, we understand love knows no limits. It just clicks. Our largest LGBTQ plus film and TV collection is home to stories that connect. Just say pride into your Xfinity voice remote and tune into all the universal truths that reflect how you love all year long.
Hi, this is Helena. Welcome back to my Master Your Magnetism podcast. This was a live stream that I did with Matthew Coast on 5 steps that make you so valuable in a man's eyes, he'll never want to let you go. And if you're familiar with our work, you know that it all starts with valuing yourself and not settling for less than you truly want and deserve. If you'd like to see a video of this episode, I'll include a link in the show notes. I'll also include a link to where you can get free access to Matthew's new masterclass called The 4 Steps Guaranteed to Attract Your Forever Man. He's offering this 100% free for a limited time to women in my community. So be sure to click that first link in the show notes if you're interested to get it while it's still being offered for free. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy this episode.
If you want a man to see you as special and unique and different, someone that he wants to treat differently than all the other women that he meets, more valuable, more interesting, somebody that he wants to commit to and be with in a long-term committed relationship, a woman that he will move mountains for and travel to the ends of the earth to be with, then you want him to see you as highly valuable to him. If that sounds good to you, go into the chat and type yes, and let's get started here. Hello, my name's Matthew Coast, and I am on Helena Hart's channel right now. So thank you so much for having me here, Helena.
Thank you for being here. I love having Matt on my channel. He's the only person I let introduce the topics because he's so amazing at it. And we're just waiting for some people to join. Say hi in the chat. Let us know where you're watching from. And before we get started, Matt, we're going to be sharing 5 steps to become so valuable in a man's eyes that he'll never want to let you go and he'll just do anything for you. Matt is a total expert on this. I recently polled my audience, I believe 1 or 2 days ago, and this is by far the topic that you said you wanted to learn more about. So I'm really excited. We have some big Matthew Coast fans in the chat. So hello to everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. Is there anything you want to say before we get to these 5 steps?
I'm really grateful for you having me on the channel, and I'm excited to talk about this content, which I don't talk about all of this stuff all that often.
Yeah, I know some of these steps you said are totally brand new. You've never talked about them before, so I'm excited to get into this. What is that first step that a woman needs to know?
Okay, so the first step is something that I do talk about a lot, and we're going to be talking a little bit later about what to say to a man to make him immediately think of you as a high-value woman, a woman that is special and different and unique. And so the first thing that we're going to be talking about, though, step number one is believing it yourself. You have to believe that you are a high value woman, a woman who deserves to be treated really, really well by a man, a woman who deserves to be in a committed relationship. And there's something that I talk about called the law of belief transference, which states that whoever believes something more strongly will transfer that belief to the other person. So if you don't believe that you're a high value woman, sometimes we'll talk about these techniques and women will go out and use some of the words, because a lot of women come to me for text messages or what to say to a guy type of stuff. And I have all that kind of stuff and it works really, really well. But sometimes they'll use it and it'll only work for a couple of weeks or a month or maybe 2 months at most. And then all of a sudden things start falling apart on them. And usually the reason for that is because they don't believe it themselves. And so through their communication with a man, they start convincing the man that they aren't actually that woman who believes that they are the high value woman, the prize. And so how do you know if you believe that you're valuable and that you deserve to be treated valuable? How do you know? If you're with us right now, answer in the chat. How do you know if you believe that you are valuable and that you deserve to be treated valuable? How do you know that? And so I'm going to talk about the answer to that here in just one second, but let's talk about how to believe. How do you believe that you're valuable? How do you come from that state of being where you believe that you're a really high value woman? One of the best ways that I've found is actually through affirmations. And so I have something that I call the Queen's Mantra. And the Queen's Mantra is something that you want to say to yourself. You want to repeat it to yourself over and over again. You want to put it in your mirror, somewhere that you're going to see it all the time. And it goes like this: I am valuable. I am worthy. I deserve to be cherished. And so my suggestion is that you say that to yourself at least 3 times a day. I am valuable. I am worthy. I deserve to be cherished. Did you want to say
that? I think it's great. If you guys are watching the replay of this, put that in the comment section so everyone can just burn that into their brain. And I'm curious myself, we want to learn from you guys in this one. Have you ever applied a technique or something like leaning back or delivering some kind of script, and a man, maybe he changed his behavior for a little while, but then after a while, he just slipped right back into his default mode, whatever he was doing before? I know I hear about that all the time, Matt. I'm sure you do too. So it's so important to do everything Matt's saying and actually shift your beliefs about yourself and your own value and what you truly deserve in a relationship if you ever want any of this to work permanently, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so with the Queen's Mantra, what you want to do is you want to repeat it to yourself. You want to emotionalize it and you want to find evidence for it. And so going back to what we were talking about before with believing that you're valuable, how do you know if you believe that you're valuable and that you deserve to be treated like you're valuable? The way that you know is that you will not get into a situation where you're not being treated as valuable. So I had a woman come to me, actually, I think it was yesterday or the day before, and she was like, oh, this stuff that you talk about, you don't talk about when it doesn't work. And I said, I always talk about when it doesn't work, because she was talking about this guy where she gave him this boundary. She set the standard. And this guy was like, well, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm going to go somewhere else. And I said, what do you think you should be doing in that situation? She's like, well, it didn't work. And I'm like, it did work. You found out who this man is and how he's going to treat you. And now you get to decide what you're going to be doing from this point forward. And if you believe that you're valuable and that you deserve to be treated like you're valuable, then you walk away from that situation and you find somebody who will treat you like you're valuable.
I love that so much, Matt. That little mindset shift of, no, actually it did work, because you were able to find out who this person was and his intentions and interest level right away. And that is such an amazing gift, because then you have the power to walk away. And that's what we want for everyone who's in a situation where they're not being valued and cherished, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You're never going to be valued by a man if you allow men into your life who are going to treat you like trash. And so never, never allow those kinds of men into your life. Never do it. And get around people who treat you as valuable, even if it's just friends, family members. Remove anyone who doesn't treat you like you're valuable from your life, including family members, including friends, including coworkers. Anybody who doesn't treat you like you're valuable, remove them from your life. You want to get used to being treated well by everyone in your life. And you want to get used to walking away from people who don't treat you like you're valuable.
So true. I don't know what you think about this, Matt, but something I've been talking about a lot in my recent videos, my shorter videos here on my YouTube channel, is that typically if a woman is engaging with this man on this sort of lower value level, meaning accepting crumbs, hanging on to a man who's not stepping up, all those kinds of things, if you're engaging with a man on this level, you don't all of a sudden at the same time attract a super high value available man. Or if you do, you're not going to be attracted to that kind of man, because you're at this level here engaging with men who are not what you want ultimately for yourself in a relationship. So it's super important to break that cycle, detach from men like that, do everything Matt's talking about. I'm loving this. This is really, really important.
Yeah, exactly. It's a pattern. It's a pattern of frames. And we're going to be talking about that here in just a minute. So let's talk about number two here.
Yeah.
Number two is getting rid of low value patterns. So everything's a pattern. One of the things I talk about is there are no low value people. There are only low value patterns.
So true.
if you're in a pattern for long enough, you end up taking that on as your identity. And so you want to break any kind of patterns where you're in low value patterns and move to patterns of high value, which is everything that we're talking about right now is in alignment with that. And so stop talking badly about men. These are low value patterns. Women will say things like all good men are taken, or men are all bad, or men are all narcissists, or whatever, which, by the way, I was just reading some studies on narcissism and they found that around 1% of men are narcissists.
Yeah.
So if you're constantly dating narcissists, you might want to rethink what's going on in that situation. Another one is stop talking about men treating you badly, because high value women don't allow men to treat you badly. And so if you're telling men or you're allowing men to treat you badly, and then you're talking about it, you're giving signals to everybody that you allow that kind of behavior in your life. And that's what you accept, and that's what you expect, and that's what's going to happen, and that's what you're attracted to. And so stop talking about that. Stop allowing them into your life. Stop talking about men pulling away and disappearing on you. Stop talking about men cheating on you. Stop talking about your exes being low value people or whatever. Stop talking about any of that kind of stuff, because you don't want to tell everybody that that's who you date and who you're around.
Absolutely.
And how men treat you. You want to talk about how men treat you really, really well. And we'll talk about that here in a minute.
Yeah. Can I just jump in and say how amazing and important that is? It's so true. I mean, something I always talk about is every time you appreciate something, you're saying more of this, please, to the universe. You're not just sending this signal to the man. The opposite is true too. Every time you complain about something, every time you feel triggered and frustrated, and you don't detach from men like that, you just keep engaging with men like that. Not only are you sending the signal to the man that you're okay accepting crumbs, that's what you believe you deserve deep down, you're kind of sending that signal out to all men everywhere. You become a magnet for those experiences. It's just heartbreaking for us to see that. So it's super important. What you think about, talk about, focus on, that's what you're going to attract. So for everyone listening to this, what new story do you want to tell about dating or your love life? I'd love to hear that as well. Just start to shift things right away.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so I just want to go over a few more low value patterns. One is the whole thing of convincing, proving, chasing, planning, manipulating, controlling, fighting, arguing, getting upset all the time, needing him to make you happy, constantly baiting for compliments, those kinds of things, allowing men to treat you badly or push past your boundaries or giving your power away. So just stop staying in low value patterns. Just stop it.
Exactly. You can't move on to anywhere else if you're stuck in these low value patterns. So yes. Important.
Awesome. So step number three, let's talk about step number three, which is getting him to invest. And one of the things that I talk about all the time is that men value things that they work for and earn. And so you want him to work for and earn you. You want him to invest in you. That's kind of the key word that we're talking about here is investment. And so how do you do that? How do you get a guy to invest in you? And here's what you want to do. It's a two-step process. Step number one is you ask him to invest. And you can do this with a whole bunch of different things. This is if he's not already doing it. So some guys will just start investing. Some guys won't, and they won't know that you want them to invest. And so all you have to do is ask them to start investing. And most guys will start doing that because they feel like you're a hero. They feel like they're strong. They feel like they're winning the day. They feel like they're winning with you. And so you just ask him to help you with things. Say, hey, can you help me with this? Just start getting him to do things. So let's say, for instance, that you're going out on a date for a hike. You're going on a hiking date. You can just ask him to stop by the store and get some water for you guys. Be like, yeah, hey, I'm really busy and we don't have any bottled water. Can you pick some up at the store for our hike? Or bringing something like some snacks or something when you guys hang out or you go for a walk or something like that. And you want to start out small with your asks. Just ask him for small things and eventually build up on those. And then step number two is to allow him to invest. And so stop trying to fill empty space. I hear women do this all the time where a guy will stop talking and then they'll start talking a whole bunch to try to get rid of that empty space, or the guy will pull back. And so they'll try to fill in that space by moving towards him, initiating contact, pursuing him, all that kind of stuff. And so you want to become very comfortable with empty spaces and creating empty spaces for a man so that he can come and fill that empty space. So times where nobody needs to talk, or times where he needs to come to you, or times when he needs to reach out to you instead of you reaching out to him. And so you're creating investment. You're allowing him to invest and he's investing in you. Does that make sense?
So important. Yeah. We're getting a lot of questions. Every time I look around, you know, I'm looking at the comments in the chat. We're getting a lot of questions about long distance relationships. I imagine this would apply to long distance as well. Matt's a total expert in LDRs. So I would say yes. I think this still applies. Right, Matt?
Absolutely. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you're in a long distance relationship, I included a link to your program, Long Distance Allure. That's in the description as well. So you can go check that out. Totally affordable. Everyone loves that program.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Great program. Okay. So yeah, so that's investment. And here are some other ways that you want him to invest. You want him to think about you. You want him to get emotional with you. You want him to buy you things. You want him to take risks, emotional or physical, or taking steps forward where he feels like it's risky. They've actually done studies on this where they found that the more that a man feels like he's taking risks with a woman, the more that he'll feel emotionally attached to her. So you want him to do those things, put effort into seeing you, planning things, and doing things for you. So that's step number three. So one is believe it yourself. Two is get rid of low value patterns. Three, get him to invest in you. And then we're moving on to four. You ready for four, Helena?
Oh yeah, I can't wait.
Number four is creating an agreement with him. And so what this is we're moving into something that I call the value frame. And if you're not familiar with my work at all, what framing is a spoken or unspoken social agreement about the meaning of something. And so in this case, you're creating an agreement with him that's stating that you are valuable. And so how do you do this? We talked a little bit before about patterns. So when you create a frame that says that you are valuable, and then that frame comes up over and over and over again, it becomes a pattern. And then once that pattern happens over and over and over again, it eventually becomes a part of your identity. And it becomes a part of the identity of the two of you. And so he will be around you and he will start thinking of you as high value, and that'll become his identity of who you are as a woman if that continues.
So important. Something I always say is once something becomes your identity, it's pretty much a done deal until you shift things. You know, if your identity is things don't work out for me in my love life, or maybe I can attract a guy, but I can't get the right ones to stay. If that's just who you are to yourself, there's no way you're going to get out of that until you start shifting your beliefs, your actions, everything. Anything else you want to say about this one?
Yeah, actually, let's talk about it a little bit deeper. What are the frames that you want to set other than that you're just valuable? Like what sets these frames? And there's a whole bunch of them. And I talk about them in depth in the virtual event that I'm doing, which if you haven't checked it out, go check it out in the description below. So frames that you want to set is that he is a gentleman, because the gentleman frame, what that is him treating you like you're valuable. All those things that a man does where he's providing and protecting you, where he's opening up doors for you, where he's walking on the outside of the street, where he's taking care of you. He's showing that you are this really valuable person to him, and he's making sure that you're taken care of. And so whenever you can push him into a role of being a gentleman, that is a really, really great frame to set around your relationship. And so you want to do that anytime you possibly can. We'll talk a little bit about how to do that here in a second. You want to set a frame of you are a woman of value. You want to set a frame of you get treated well by men, which we were just talking about a little bit ago. You want to set a frame of you walk away from men who don't treat you well. You want to set all of those frames around you, because that sets you as this high value woman that he wants to treat well. And so these are agreements that you want to have with yourself and with him. And like I said, long-term frames turn into patterns, and patterns turn into identity or shared identity. And so how do you do this? How do you actually set these frames? How do you communicate this to a man? Well, one of the ways to do it is through boundaries. And one of my favorite ways to set boundaries is the I have a rule statement. And so here's how it goes. Is you say, I have a rule. And this can be absolutely arbitrary, meaning it can be about anything, right? You can just make this stuff up if you want to. I suggest that all of your boundaries have actual legitimate reasons behind them, but you can do it with anything you want to if you want to. So here's how you do it. You say, I have a rule. I don't sleep with guys outside of a relationship. Or I have a rule. I don't come over for booty calls. I have a rule. I only date gentlemen. I have a rule. I only date men who treat me like I'm special. And like I said, you can do this with anything. And it's really, really powerful because it sets the frame. It sets this frame. And then he gets to either accept the frame or reject the frame.
Yeah.
And you get to decide whether you want to continue spending time with him. That's one of the ways that you set boundaries. The next one is setting the gentleman frame with, could you walk me to my car? Or could you walk me to my Uber? Or could you walk me to my apartment? Or could you walk me to wherever, right? Whenever you're saying that, basically you're asking to be under his protection. That's kind of the underlying assumption or meaning that goes when you ask him to walk you somewhere. Is you're like, hey, can I be under your protection? Which is a gentleman frame, right? You're saying you're the gentleman. I'm this valuable, amazing girl that you're going to be protecting on the way to my car. And so anytime you can do stuff like that, that's really, really powerful.
We have a quick question in the chat. Can these be used as affirmations? I only date men who treat me like a priority. I say yes, absolutely. Matt, what do you think?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what we're talking about here. Yeah. This is the new story you're telling yourself. Anything else you want to say on that one?
No, that's it. You're setting a frame, and just going back to the affirmation thing that that woman was talking about, that's what frames are. You set the frame with yourself first, and then you set the frame with the guy. And if you don't set the frame with yourself first, it's really difficult to set that frame with the guy because you don't really believe it. And so when he challenges it, which is what guys are really good at doing, they're good at challenging your boundaries, challenging your frames. And so when he challenges it, if you don't believe it, you're going to fall apart and you're going to get stuck into a different social agreement with him.
Yeah.
Whereas if you do believe it, then he's going to hit that frame and you're going to be like, no, this is the truth. You know?
Oh, so important. Men can feel the difference. We as women can feel the difference when a man's just putting on a front because deep down he's insecure, or whether he truly believes that he's a high value person too. And he really believes that deep down. Let's get into this last step. I'm really excited to hear what it is myself.
Okay, so what we've been talking about up until now is perception. It's the way that he views you. And we've been twisting perception around. And that's very, very important because we all have a different perception about things. And depending on how our perception is, determines how we interact with different things, how we treat it and whatnot. Well, there's another kind of layer to things, which is actually being more valuable to him. I mean, what does that even mean though? Like, how do you be more valuable to a man? And the answer is emotions. And so you want to connect with him through his emotions. So step number 5 is build your emotional value in his life. And what that looks like is building a range of emotions. So think about it in terms of like a movie. So really, really great movies make you go through lots and lots of different emotions, right? The best movies, you cry during them and you laugh during them and you know, there's like suspense. You don't know what's going to happen. You go through all these different emotions. And once you've experienced that, you're like telling your friends about the movie and you're watching the movie over and over and over again. And you're thinking about the movie and then you're like quoting the movie and stuff like that. You want to be like a really good movie to him. The way that you do that is by connecting with him through a wide range of different emotions. And there's a whole bunch of different ways to do that. And one of the ones that I talk about is his emotional needs, connecting to his emotional needs. And it's really, really important because emotional needs are something that's absolutely vital and essential and that we need and that we will go and find it wherever we have to go and find it. So for instance, let's talk about one of them, which is the need for variety or excitement. Right? So variety is one of our emotional needs. He can get those needs met through you, and then he'll become addicted to you because that's what happens when you get your needs met from one single source is you start to become addicted to it, and then you can't get enough of it. You want to be around it all the time. And so let's talk about variety from a practical standpoint for just a second here. Like, how do you connect with him in a variety of different ways? There's a lot of different ways to do it. One way is just going out and doing new things with him, having new experiences. So anytime you have new experiences or he feels new emotions, that is variety. And so cutting things out from everything always being mundane and boring and creating new experiences. Maybe you watch new movies together. Maybe you go to new restaurants together. Maybe you ask each other new questions or you go deep into psychological things or whatever with each other. You just have fun and you play and you get into new things. Maybe you go and explore new areas or you go travel together or something like that. So there's a whole bunch of different ways that you can connect with the emotional need of variety. variety and make it so that he feels like he's getting all of his need of variety from you. But we'll talk about a couple other things here. One is connection, building a connection. And the most powerful way to do that is through something called partnership. And so partnership is this feeling like you're both on the same team. You're going through life together. You're partners in life going to the same place together. That is partnership. And when you create partnership with a man, he feels like he can be with you in a long-term committed relationship. And it's absolutely vital. And so you want to always come from the frame of only letting men in if they're looking for something real and they're talking about it with you and they can see you as somebody that they want something real with.
Yeah.
And you don't want to get involved. You especially don't want to get attached to men that don't see you in that way and don't feel about you that way.
So true. It's so important not to overinvest, not to get attached until the guy shows you with his actions, not just his words, but his masculine action towards you that he's serious and he's moving things forward. Then go ahead and give him a shot. But I see so many women choose men in their mind or in their hearts before he's shown her that that's something he even wants. So it's really important to become aware of some of these things.
Yep. Jumping in the pool before he's even decided exactly. He wants to get in.
Yeah. Anything else you want to say before we close out?
Thank you so much for allowing me to be here with you. Thank you, everybody, for allowing me to be a part of your journey. I feel so grateful and honored to be able to help so many women. And if you use some of my work and it works for you, I love seeing success stories. So I'd love to be a part of your next success story. And if you have one, make sure that you message us about it because we love seeing it.
Yes, we love you guys, Matt. Thank you so much again, and we will hopefully do this again soon.
When it comes to love, you know it makes life worth living. But a truth that's been vocal since day one is love unites. And at Xfinity, we understand love knows no limits. It just clicks. Our largest LGBTQ plus film and TV collection is home to stories that connect. Just say pride into your Xfinity voice remote and tune into all the universal truths that reflect how you love all year long.
The biggest mistake women make when a man is hot and cold, acting distant, or pulling away is something called a connection barrier, and it only pushes him further away. If you'd like to read about what a connection barrier is so you don't accidentally make it, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.